98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, our friends at Berrien Community Foundation join us. And Susan Matheny is the program manager at BCF. This morning, we're talking about ways to volunteer with Berrien Community Foundation. And, you know, Susan, there are just so many ways in which our community just needs volunteer support. And as usual, BCF does all that work to connect, you know, resources with needs and vice versa. So tell us how folks can get involved with volunteering thanks to Berrien Community Foundation.
Yep, you took the words right out of my mouth. I love it. The goal of Berrien Community Foundation is to connect community resources with community needs. And of course, we think about giving out grants or giving out scholarships. There's definitely ways that people can do that and that we help, you know, facilitate. But I think people don't often always think about how we can help connect community resources in the form of people doing things for community needs. And that's that elbow grease that everybody likes to pour into our community. So we have a lot of different ways that folks can serve, from committees to board, being on our board of directors to volunteering at different events. First, of course, I'd love to talk about, I don't know how many people know this, but, you know, Berrien Community Foundation, for our For Good grants, have five separate committees that review grants. So that's, you know, 50 plus people who review grants in different categories. We have folks who review arts and environment. We have health and senior empowerment committee, children and education, and a community development and special needs kind of group. And then, of course, our youth advisory committee, the team, reviews youth projects each year.
And that's like $250,000 in For Good grants that have gone out just thanks to the volunteers who have come together and helped make those decisions, right?
That's right. That's right. And they do all of this, you know, and they give of their time to do that for us because we couldn't make the decisions in a vacuum. We need people from all over our community because they know what's going on in their community.
That's right. Stepping outside the box and outside the office. And there, of course, are still, you know, holes on each of these scholarship review committees and other grant review committees that always need some assistance. Yeah. But scholarship review committees in particular, there are lots of BCF scholarships that need awarding and a lot of decisions to be made there.
Well, and as you know, personally, Zach, since your family, you have a scholarship that we review for you. We have over 80 individuals each year, and it grows every year because we keep adding new scholarships. That they review more than 45 programs. And similar to grants, the scholarship committees, they'll take a pack of scholarship applications, or if you're a grant committee, grant applications home, and they review them on their own time, read them, kind of get their thoughts about them, and then they come in together as a group, either in person or via Zoom last year or so, and we discuss and we make those decisions as a group. And it really helps hear the conversation, and you get lots of different perspective when those committees come together.
Absolutely. $296,000 in scholarships all awarded thanks to the volunteers who helped make those decisions, right?
It's an enormous amount of work. They review upwards of 300 or more scholarship applications each year.
And let's talk about volunteering for a food pantry or Backpacks for Good. You know, there's, again, lots of grants and scholarships to review, but there's also a great deal of actual physical volunteer work to be done for these events that BCF holds.
Yep, this is where the elbow grease comes in. This is where we ask everyone to roll up their sleeves and actually get in there and do some physical work. Every summer, for the last 3 years, we have had backpack events that are school readiness events, essentially, for families. Thanks to the DeGroot Foundation, we were able to work in Waterbury and Coloma. The Upton Foundation sponsored us in Brandywine and Niles Schools. And the Whirlpool Corporation this year joined us to cover all the backpacks available or needed for the 49022 area. So we have volunteers, hundreds of them, who come out, everything from packing a pencil pack to opening boxes and counting the tens of thousands of items to make sure we have enough, to packing backpacks to actually handing out the backpacks on the day of the event. And then to coincide with those events, we also host mobile food pantries where we'll have dozens of volunteers at each of those pantries helping distribute food to families to help just make life a little bit easier for folks in our community.
And it's because of some awesome sponsors who help make those events happen as well that you're also able to hold them, in addition to the volunteer elbow grease, as you said, that's put into it.
Without our sponsors, we couldn't do any of it.
And if you could tell us a bit about what's coming up soon, the big one being Giving Tuesday, tell us about that.
This is a wonderful fall activity that we like to do. This will be our fifth year. On Giving Tuesday, which, you know, after Thanksgiving, you've got Black Friday and then Cyber Monday. Well, we've claimed Tuesday as Giving Tuesday for the nonprofit world. It's a day to give back to your community. So what we have is an opportunity. It's a volunteer project to help care for our most vulnerable seniors in Berrien County. So we gather in the BCF offices to assemble and wrap senior care kits that are then delivered by area agency and Meals on Wheels folks. There's a tremendous need for this. We have so many vulnerable seniors that folks like to come in. They wrap basically pack this great gift, wrap it like a present, write a little personal greeting to the senior they're sending it to, and it's just a really terrific event.
Now, if folks have any interest in potentially volunteering for any one of these opportunities we talked about at BCF, they can start getting some more information pretty soon here, right?
Yes, yes. If you are at home thinking, I could volunteer a little bit, feel free to go to our website. If you go to berriencommunity.org/get-involved, or if you scroll to the bottom of our website, you'll see the Get Involved tab. Or you can call our website or call our offices at 269-983-3304, and you can just discuss it with us. We'll talk about what you're interested in, what your abilities are, and your availability, and I'm sure we can find you a wonderful way to give back to your community.
All right. Thanks very much to Susan Matheny, Program Manager at Berrien Community Foundation, joining us this morning here on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.